We turn our attention now to the United States, where a congressional committee has published hundreds of pages of documents from the estate of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The White House has dismissed the document released by the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee as fake news. Earlier, I spoke to the Guardian bureau chief in Washington, David Smith, and asked why it was released now and what it contains.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee have been pushing this for a while, trying to obtain more information about Donald Trump's links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And they were actually in touch with the Epstein estate, who've released many documents, including the so-called birthday book. And this was a compilation of letters and images and other items that lots of people sent to Epstein to celebrate his 50th birthday in 2003. And apparently Trump's contribution was an image that's kind of like the outline of a woman's torso. And within that outline, there's text showing an imagined conversation between Trump and Epstein, including a reference to the wonderful secrets they share. And then below the waist is what appears to be Trump's signature, just the name Donald. And that that has now been made public, having previously been reported by the Wall Street Journal newspaper a couple of months ago, over which Trump is suing and causing a bit of a political storm in Washington.
Now, Donald Trump, as you said, he has denied ever writing this birthday note. Has the White House, though, responded to the latest release of these documents?
There's not been a big official statement as such, but there have been White House press officers and secretaries posting various messages on social media, denouncing it, saying that it's fake, claiming that this is not Trump's signature, even reiterating this point about how the Wall Street Journal will have to pay a fortune in libel for reporting this, the existence of this document in the first place. So the last few hours, really, there's been a bit of a game and a detective puzzle going on with lots of people studying Trump's signature and quite a few saying, 20 years ago, I got a letter from Trump and his signature at that point looked exactly the same, just the name Donald without the last name Trump, which is how he signs official documents these days. There is quite a close signature match, they would argue.
And along with that spotlight on the alleged Trump entry in this book, there is a variety of other contributions. What are some of the others that stand out in this alleged birthday book?
Yeah, I mean, there are contributions here from Bill Clinton, the former president. There's the billionaire Leon Black. There's a Harvard Law School professor, Alan Dershowitz. Interestingly, there's Peter Mandelson, who is now, of course, the British ambassador to the US. Not necessarily tied to those, but from others, there are all sorts of curious items in this book, many of them sexually explicit, drawings by supposed girlfriends of Epstein receiving massages next to a swimming pool, even photos of lions and zebras engaged in sex. It's a strange and disturbing book that I suspect those big names really wish they were not associated with.
And do we know, has there been much reaction, if any, from any of those who've been allegedly contributing to this birthday book?
I think not since this latest release. Generally, I know Bill Clinton, for example, always denies wrongdoing and plays down his connections to Epstein. Alan Dershowitz, I mentioned, who has been a Trump lawyer in the past, I interviewed him about it a few weeks ago. He was claiming that there are people linked to this who are falsely accused, and it would be unfair to them to publish their names and drag them through the mud. But I think the problem for them all is this is not the end of the matter by any means. House Democrats smell blood here, and they're going to keep pushing until they get the full release of all the Epstein files. And that is something Donald Trump does not want to happen. And so this story continues to have legs.
Indeed. David, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
And that was David Smith speaking to me earlier. It is 13 minutes to nine, and we'll just take a short break.